Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chris, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Then shit starts getting hairy. Travis looks over at Bardia and goes, "Who the fuck are you?" And Bardia goes, "I'm with EA." And he goes, "Okay."
Oh,
and he comes over.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
And action. This is real life, people. This is real life. I am still in my jewels. This is not the heart of the ocean. This is my fake jewelry from the Super Bowl. I'm straight off the airplane. Erin's still in Arizona eating her croissant. We have gotten a few hours of sleep. I'm the gal that needs to jump on that flight and get out of there. Erin is leaving in a few more hours. Yeah, because you're fancy and leaving with a better group. So I'm the Southwest boarding zone 12. Anywho, it is the Monday after Super Bowl. This is the Calm Down podcast. And for you guys that were so sweet and even sent us DMs of when you were watching, whether it was our fun little segment we got to do together or just any part of yesterday's coverage on Fox, you guys were very sweet and it was fun to see. First of all, I need to relax. It was fun to see everyone's reaction to us. I mean, first of all, it was 2 minutes, so let's just not pretend that we were 5 hours of the pregame. But
Jared goes, "What'd you get? 3-4 minutes?" I go, "Relax, we got maybe a minute and a half."
I know that we really had to. I ain't too proud to beg for more minutes together. But it is Monday after the Super Bowl. Aaron, every 3 years, gets to have this incredible honor of working the game. She does her hits. She does all of her halftime stuff, which I need to get into all of that. So without rambling on, because I have a lot of questions for you, because we haven't even had a chance to talk about this because we were just straight into some cocktails and post Super Bowl celebrations, which we will also expand upon.
I say we recap the week.
Okay.
It's a long week for both of us.
We both
got here on Monday. It started with press on Tuesday. And you think, oh my God, this week is going to take so long. It flies. And we have numerous engagements to do. You and I and our guys finally got a dinner together, on Friday, which was so nice.
Yep.
And really, really sweet.
So
our
fun.
Boys got to hang out. But it's the week is long. The buildup to Super Bowl is a lot. How would you describe it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's always different when it's our game, right? Where, because every 3 years in this particular time, it'll be 2 in 3 years. But yeah, it feels like a lot more added responsibility because you're actually working the games and different obligations for that. But also, I'm just someone who has bills to pay and there's opportunities at the Super Bowl. So I try to like bounce around and swipe up, swipe left and do little fun engagements. But it was good. I think we've talked about it before, too. As I get older, I'm not interested in going to the parties. Like,
There used
to be like the Justin Timberlake, the Jay-Z. Like, I wanted into that
DirecTV
party so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I'd go back to that in a heartbeat. Please.
please. When is that happening? When's that reunion? But I just, I'm not interested in standing in line and doing all of that anymore.
Yeah.
So it does feel like two of the nights I was in bed at like 8:30, which I felt great about.
I know, I was so proud of you.
I woke up, I was refreshed, got a, you know, a workout in, got a couple of days where I went running and like played basketball, but it was good. I think overall, it's just, this was a long season and I'm not complaining, but the additional Amazon travel that I had every week, it just, it ends up being a, you know, we start in August and I also have NFL films. So I feel like I've just done more traveling now than I ever have done. And Steve and I, having now been together for, you know, the last whatever it is, 8-9 months, he's like, the football season was a lot more than I expected. I go, oh, was it, Steve? Was it a lot more than you expected?
Well, it's a lot different when you're cheering on your best friend who plays for the Rams versus having your girlfriend work this season. Yeah, it ain't all shits and giggles over here, babe.
So he was so sweet. I got home today. He's not here. He had took a flight to Dallas for work stuff. And I came home and he had already pre-written this like really sweet long note about how proud of me he was for the season. But in summary, it was a long week, but bittersweet too, because that means that it's over and it comes by really fast. It's like that anticipation of Christmas. And then we opened up all the presents last night and now we're sitting here the day after Christmas surrounded by wrapping paper and wondering who drank all the eggnog.
Yeah, no, that's such a good point. I was kind of thinking, I mean, and another hard part about it all being over is, you know, I'm going to miss the guys like Kevin and Greg. You're going to miss Sean and Schrager and your whole group. And, you know, I feel like I'm going to text them later in the week and just be like, hey, guys, like, what are we doing?
What's
but,
up?
But yeah, so the buildup's a lot. And then we finally get to the day. So I didn't even ask you this. How'd you sleep the night before?
Oh, good. Like, I'm
did you crush?
I never get nervous. You like, don't,
oh, yeah. I don't get nervous. I just get anxiety. Like, am I ready? I went to bed at a decent hour, but I woke up at 6, where I could have probably, you know, slept in a little, an extra hour, but it was fine. And then our day is a really, really long one on Sunday. You had to be up and out the door at what time? I saw your videos.
Yeah. So 7:30. So, I mean, we were on at 11 was our pregame, which is crazy when you think about like how much coverage, because the game doesn't start till what, 4:30 kickoff is.
You were in high heels the whole time. I had no freaking clue how you did that. Moving, grooving, catching football, staying
in bounds. I'm a high heel gal.
I know, but that's insane. I mean, and then you were in high heels in our post party.
Well, I really felt like I wanted to complete the night. You know, I just did really wanted to stay in those bad boys. But no, I just don't. Heels don't bother me. And you have to admit, I've been pretty good. Like, I haven't been wearing heels as much as I normally do. Because there's also, I look at some of the heels that I have in my closet, which I need to throw out. I need to do an Erin Andrews closet clean, because you're very good about this. I'll call you and I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, cleaning my closet out. And I'm like, just randomly? Like, who you are.
No.
That closet is also of dream. So I digress.
Jarrett, Chris has said I'm good at cleaning my closet out.
She is, Jarrett.
What? He just said, what? I'm not.
Yeah. Jarrett, I need to get on. I feel like Jarrett would whip me into shape real quick as far as like, okay, we do this. We have this organized. Like, he's very organized, this guy.
That's my reentry that's about to happen. We're going to go away on vacation. My reentry is I'm going to come back and he's not going to say anything. And I'm going to get a week to get my shit in order. Like the Christmas stocking. Like,
oh my God, I have
5 days. He just said I have 5 days. Fuck. I'm on the clock.
You're drafting.
With the 33rd pick in the draft.
I need a Roger Goodell approach to the podium immediately. I need to purge a bunch of stuff and I'm good. We talked about it a little bit with one of the questions from the pregame about throwing stuff away. I got to do that, but I'm just not in the mood. I'm going to give myself, what's today? Monday. I'm leaving for Cabo on Friday, which I couldn't be more excited about because
I don't even know about this, by the way.
4 days. Because Steve and I just decided to do it. Well, I mean, we were always planning on like doing something, but I was like, let's not wait for some like planned thing.
Good,
like,
you
and I are gonna go do our deal, whatever. Yeah. And I will do something else, but I'm like, let's just get our ass on a lawn chair and have a couple cocktails and enjoy one another. But what was I saying before that? Oh, I just have to, before I leave for that, I want to just get some stuff. Like, things are piling up everywhere and I feel when things start to get overwhelming like that, then I feel like I'm unorganized, and similar to the way I'm rambling, my thoughts are all over the place too.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
So Super Bowl day.
Super Bowl day, 7:30, get there, pregame. It's fun. It's exciting. I mean, and then there was the big announcement. I know we're excited about it. Derek Jeter is coming to Fox.
The captain.
I know. And we don't have to like go sequentially here because this is our podcast and we can do whatever the fuck we want. But I don't have a relationship with him. I never covered baseball the way that you did. And I know that he was always so wonderful to you. And when his documentary had come out, you were saying how special it was to watch that because how good he was to you. Would you mind, Aaron, sharing a few of the reasons why you have an affinity for Derek Jeter and why you'd be even more excited he's at Fox?
Oh, I would love to. Well, first of all, congratulations to us for having Derek Jeter be part of our family. Right? There's just certain people when they are part of the Fox family, you're just so proud of and you're proud of the network. And he's definitely one of them. I'm so glad he's coming with us. I think that's going to be a fire desk with Kevin and Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just always, even though he was Derek Jeter, and I know you think to yourself, athletes should be this way. Patrick Mahomes is very much this way. He's just great. Super nice. Very intimidating because it's the captain and it's Derek Jeter, and I was young and in baseball, and I was like, oh, shit, like, he's going to think I'm so stupid, and he probably did, but he was just always so accommodating, and that's what I think is so ironic and cool about him joining Fox is I think it said in his Jeter doc, like, he was the best at not saying a thing to the media, but he had to handle it, obviously, playing in New York City and playing for the Yankees and being the captain, so I just find it so funny he's now on our side. Mm-hmm. But even though he didn't say much, he was always, you know, fantastic. If I was like, hey, I need something for SportsCenter or Baseball Tonight or anything like that, he was great. And I remember when we watched the doc and I talked about it here on the podcast, I said to Jarrett, I just hope to have a chance to say to him, thank you so much for being so nice to the younger, non-wrinkled and jaded person I used to be. So we didn't get to see him yesterday. I was really hoping he'd be on the field because A, he's the captain. I wanted to say hi. And B, like, I'm just so excited he's going to be with us. So huge hire by Fox and yay for us.
That was awesome. So yes, it was all about football yesterday, but the slight deviation in the rundown surprise was a good one. So that was fun. And just, you know, it's the Super Bowl and I can't overstate this. And I think a lot of the emphasis for me is because I have worked as a production assistant and behind the scenes. There is so much that goes into putting on a Super Bowl. Something as simple as like the Fox decal on the back of the golf cart where they transport us back and forth, and just the security stuff, and having pens or tissues or mints even on the set. Someone had to pack those. Someone had to make sure they were there. I really truly appreciate how much effort and time and thoughtfulness goes into everyone behind the scenes and making sure that they make us like have the best day. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if people at Fox are probably over us, but if anyone's listening to it,
I'm sure.
And you are a part of that, I didn't get a chance to thank you personally. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because it's awesome. And Fox, the product, like just on air, like if I wasn't, I'd be like the colors and just everything is, that might sound silly, but I remember David Hill, who used to be the president of Fox Sports back in the day, was like, so much of sports television is consumed in a bar or a restaurant and the volume is not always on. So if the colors are bright and people are laughing and people are smiling, it catches your attention and you're like, wow, look, I want to watch that. And so I'm proud to be a part of the production because it's a good 100%. One. We have an awesome crew.
Yeah.
From freaking like the nonsense of Gronk or Coach Payton or, you know, Charles Woodson. Like we've got great, you know, Terry, Michael, the whole thing. Like we have really great guys. So I had a lot of fun doing that. And then my highlight is just that first, like seeing you and knowing that like you're going to have an awesome game. And yeah, just the girl friendship moment is big for me amidst the work element of it. And I was stoked because that was a great fucking game and lived up to the hype. So I want to know, because you were on the Chiefs sideline. So before, so you do your hit pregame, all that stuff. And then I didn't talk to you again. And I haven't talked to you after about the actual game stuff.
I know.
Walk me through.
That's right.
What happened?
So the actual game, I mean, the first half, like obviously, did Philly score? Yeah, when they got the ball.
Because
everybody was talking about why did the Chiefs defer? And then KC came out and then they scored. Travis had that touchdown. And that it was like, okay, here we go. We kind of thought it was going to, you know, be these two
I'll
teams
take the
that
over
were scoring a lot. Mm-hmm. And Greg kept saying, I don't know what that means. Greg kept saying,
points.
It's a race to 30. It's a race to 30. It's a race to 30. So, but then Mahomes gets hurt, right?
Race to 30 for points?
I don't know. I'll call him. Greg, where are you? He left at 2 a.m. last night.
I can't believe
Crazy.
That guy with the connection.
Animal.
What a dream. He's great.
I love it. So yeah, and then Patrick got hurt and that was wild. And it was like, oh man, please not again. Like, let's not make this be part of our game where we have to deal with another injury. But, you know, Jarrett said it when I saw him after the game. That guy is just a tough son of a bitch.
And that's coming from a hockey player that's won 2 Stanley Cups.
I mean, already had come in with an ankle sprain, obviously tweaked it. I don't know if they shot it up at halftime, but he came out. That was such a big deal. How was he going to look when he came out? Came out and with a, I don't know if I said gingerly on air. Those are hard things to do. The team wasn't giving us anything
about
what
happened
him
with that?
Or what had happened.
Did you talk to Andy Reid? I didn't hear your report.
No.
Okay.
Andy, the Kansas City Chiefs do not make Andy Reid available if the team is losing. You can only speak to Andy Reid at halftime if they are winning or tied. So this was a big moment because their quarterback is hurt and they're down and they just don't allow him to speak. So I had to report that because that's a big deal. You need to hear how the quarterback is. So I just said, listen, their policy is they don't make him available. We don't have an official update on the ankle, but here's what we observed. And had to talk about him walking out, him kind of smiling as he was throwing. I saw a couple teammates coming up to him. He was shaking his head. He obviously was back on the field. I had told you that he said coming into the game, running and cutting was kind of an already big thing for him. He had that big run in the second half, which was huge. He's just a fucking winner. What a guy. I'm so happy for him. I'm excited to see what he does with this whole legacy. Keep on winning. He's got 2 Super Bowls at the age of 27. This is fucking awesome. I'm all in. And like we mentioned about Derek Jeter earlier, he and Travis are just the best. If those are the superstars we're going to have, I'm all freaking in.
For
like,
your
great
post-game?
Story. Did you hear this story yet?
What?
Did I tell you about Bardia?
No.
Grabbing him?
No.
So, you know, it's a shit show trying to grab these guys. And I literally was like, okay, NFL's like, who do you want? We're like, we want Patrick. But I said, if Travis is there, I want them together. Like, they're the
Absolutely.
Best. They're best friends on and off the field. Let's go. I've worked my ass off. I want these two together. I don't give a shit. And also, they're both so great to deal with that I'm like, I'm freaking holding on to them both and I don't care. So NFL is like, okay, meet us at the 30 and we'll have Patrick. No, you're not.
No chance.
And nothing against the NFL. I've just seen how this goes. And also, our show, we want to get to these guys fast so they can then get on the stand with Terry and then get over back to the desk. Like,
We're moving, we're shaking.
Hey, we'll be over here.
Yeah.
Kind of like what I did with Matthew the year before, I kind of just let Matthew know I was there. Patrick kept seeing me in his peripheral vision, but he wanted to see like Sirianni, wanted to hug certain guys on the Eagles. So I'm in his peripheral vision. Well, then shit starts getting hairy. Then there's
and
like
the Hendersons.
People are in it like bull rushing. Yeah. And like I said out loud, screamed out loud, don't know if this made air. Thank God I'm not pregnant because it's a dangerous situation. But I was like, I'm in it. So I freaking hold on to Patrick's arm,
hold him.
And then I get separated. It's like we're in a storm or something. So I hold on to his security and I'm like on him. I'm on him. He grabs Kelsey. I'm like, yes, yes. And they're live with Andy Reid. I'm like, Z, I have him. I have him. I have him. Come to me. Okay, we're coming to you next. Then Kelsey walks over because he sees Jason. And they start hugging. I grab Patrick. I'm like, I'm going live. And then they're like, all right, Aaron, Bardia, who's my sideline producer, thank God I have him. I said, grab him, get him. Kelsey is like crying, Travis, with his brother. He grabs him after he's done. Travis looks over at Bardia and goes, who the fuck are you? And Bardia goes, I'm with EA. And he goes, okay.
Oh,
and he comes over.
Really
great.
Awesome. But think about that. Like, I mean,
I know, it was great.
You just described it perfectly because I haven't had that moment where, you know, and after a Super Bowl, like having to get those guys, even just a regular season game, it's hard to make sure that these guys get to you. And to your point, whether it's they wanted to say a prayer or they wanted, like, there's all these other things that pull them away. I can only imagine like being in that, but that's where you being who you are and a veteran, like know what to do. But it was great and so animated and they both, you know, dropped some profanity on air, but how could you not? Think about on this podcast, we have both tried to censor ourselves, but in the moment and like being animated, it was awesome. And
I know
to your point about like the league is in such great hands with these young superstars.
Oh, yeah.
And we've talked about this, the Josh Allen's, the Joe Burrows, like all these guys. But Mahomes and Kelsey, what these guys have done together in such a short amount of time, and your sit down with Patrick Mahomes, like just even, you know, accentuated it even more. Is there a like more humble superstar? Like this guy's just like, okay, like whatever. Like, oh, there's
He's
so
great.
Much to like about him, and I'm so happy for him. I mean, there's only three guys in the history of the league who have ever had multiple league MVPs and multiple Super Bowls. Those guys are Tom Brady and Joe Montana, and he's now part of that fraternity to think about, like, this dude, and now not even mentioning the Super Bowl MVP part of that. So he's done an unbelievable job. He's only 27, and he said in your interview, you know, going for that elusive number 7 of Tom Brady, and it's very lofty, but he's 2-4 is pretty good for him. So it was exciting.
Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts balled out.
I know.
Well, future is bright for those guys too.
Absolutely.
They really are. And I'm dying to talk to you about your Sirianni interview and when you did your nugget about the anthem and him bawling.
Okay, so...
Oh, you did one moment in time, but yes, but see, when he bawled, but you know what I mean. Guy loves a good tune.
I mean, why wouldn't he? And we can appreciate that it's Whitney Houston. And I know that. So this, we talked about it before, or maybe we talked about it in the People article or whatever, was that you are sitting in with these guys, the team meetings, like you have access that's different than I have, right? Just reading articles or, you know, different things like that. So Aaron had said, again, being a great girlfriend's like, okay, I know you had your Sirianni interview, so tag it with something. And Kevin, you're like, text Kevin for the specifics from the meeting because she like found out that Sirianni like listened to One Moment in Time when he was on his way to his Little League practices and then tried to get his son to listen to him now. And his son like wasn't having it, which we need to talk to his son about that because Whitney is everything. But just a nice little way to like pay off the piece. I standing on the sidelines during the national anthem with which Chris Stapleton just crushed. And then the flyover and up on the Jumbotron, Nick Sirianni, one single tear rolls down his cheek. And I'm standing next to Joel, our producer. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't know how you can't just appreciate Like what everything that like, these guys have done to get to this point. And Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are young, and this is just the beginning for this team. But
so exciting.
I never want to see anyone lose.
I know.
So then I was sad because I was like thinking about like him and
his
little kids and stuff. But you know what? You could good for Jalen Hurts. I love, you know, talking about how much Patrick Mahomes like shows maturity and is like such a humble superstar. Jalen Hurts, man, this guy, if you don't, and Greg articulated it perfectly in the broadcast, if you have children and you don't appreciate the journey that Jalen Hurts went on, you get benched in a national championship game. I mean, you and I take a lot of pride in our profession. Can you imagine if someone came up to you right before you're going to do your hit at the Super Bowl and said, you know what, we're going to have someone else do this. We'd be like, what the fuck? And then having to transfer. Now we have to go to another network. And then having success there. And then 2 years later, after being in the league when everyone was like, yeah, I don't think that this guy's going to be very good. I don't think this woman's going to be very good on TV. And then you end up in the Super Bowl. And for him to have the humility and the poise, I'm a bigger fan of his now. And he did everything right. I mean, granted that
he
one
was awesome
one little defensive score from the turnover that he had. But man, he's got to hang his head high after putting up 35 points on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Is this podcast over? I just went on and on. I'm so sorry.
I just had a vision of somebody who came up to you during our pregame who is not a fan of mine because I voiced how I'm not really a fan of that person because they weren't very nice to me. And then they couldn't wait to come say hi to you. And I was like, I'm out of here.
You know what's so funny about that? Then Sarah had texted me after she saw that picture and she said something about my outfit, which is synonymous with the Anyways, that's for the After Hours Calm Down podcast, if you guys are interested.
I did walk out onto the field my first time and this girl screamed, calm down. And I was just like, so nice. Yeah, that was, listen, I know you and I were like, listen, we only got like 2.5 minutes for our little segment. But thank you to Fox and Bill Richards for giving that moment in time to us. I think it's important.
I really always love you.
And you and I really stuck to our guns because, you know, I'm your baby tonight. And we were just like, listen, there are so many
casual. And I just want to dance with somebody.
How will I know if we'll ever get this opportunity again? But, you know,
well, I have nothing without you.
I am so emotional right now because no, but it was a big deal because listen, The split of female to male viewers with a football game is almost 50-50. Women are smart. They love the game. I like to think that we're kind of carrying the torch for those viewers. And, you know, we had a fun segment about fashion, but I think this is only the beginning, sister. I mean, we had coworkers, Howie Long walked up to me, and I know he said something to you about how much he laughed and enjoyed it. We got a lot of great feedback on social media about it, and I loved it. It meant a lot.
Me
and I want to keep pushing for it because you and I kind of say it all the time. We're not like super rah-rah, but I am about this. I am. And I think it's really, really important that you and I keep doing stuff like that.
You have taught me to speak up and like use my voice more because I'm definitely not some like wallflower that just like conforms. I mean, I use my voice where I need to, but I also think that I've probably just sort of like went with the flow a little bit more because I don't like any to like, you know, what do they call it? Like overturn the apple cart, whatever the expression is. Right. I like to just keep the status quo. So in this situation, we both were like, we're such good friends. Like, why would we not be together in something like that? So again, thank you guys for letting us, the Fox brass that is, for doing it. And yeah, then there was a part of me that's like, I don't want to be the chicks that talk about fashion, but here's the deal. We're using the other 4 hours to talk about the game. You want to talk about a Tampa 2 defense. If you want to talk about a, you know, 3-4, fine. We'll talk about all the other shit. And I just think that there's also time to be light and have levity. And that was Howie's point. He was like, you guys were just so animated about it. I was like, hey, we're all in. Fashion or, you know, running routes. What do you want from us? Post that corner post. Post
personal
this.
Stories. Post Malone.
Yeah.
Post office. I got to get to it. I have 7 boxes.
Great song. Wow. You weren't that into that song last night.
No, I didn't like that.
Yeah, so... Yeah, she wasn't into it. Hey, there's a lot of pressure on being a DJ. This is my takeaway from last night. So the aux cord and what happened in Montana. And Steve's a really good DJ. I know we talked about, we get it, Steve's my boyfriend. But I love a guy that I can just pass that phone over to on a vacation. And it like sets the mood. Because if you got a good playlist going... there's nothing worse than all of a sudden the song's ending. You don't have one in the queue. You don't have one ready to go. And everyone's like, oh, boo. It's like,
what is this?
Yeah. And then another song comes on. They're like, that sucks. So, yeah, there was a little bit of the jukebox happening last night of song choices.
I felt like the volume control on that aux cord wasn't that great. Not our fault. I just don't know who was running this show.
But what was great was Sean Payton's enthusiasm. I cannot get off this podcast and recap the Super Bowl without talking about this. I don't think I've told you this yet. So Sean Payton, it is well known how much I adore this man. I only got to work with him for 1 year. Aaron, I had done a few games of his way back when I was a sideline reporter, but Aaron did every other game of his in his time in the NFC, and he absolutely adores you. And so she's like, you're going to love working with Sean. Of course, Sean accepts the job as the head coach of the Denver Broncos, so now I don't get to be with him every Sunday. But what I learned from Sean Payton is being a coach is being an incredible teammate. He pays attention to every single detail. He is about the team. He wants to make sure that everyone's having fun. Everyone's doing their job. He came up and he was like, okay, what block are we in? And I was like, okay, we're in the D block. He goes, so when I come back here in a few years, we're next Super Bowl, we need to have like a little sign that says, okay, D block. We're in the D block. So we know, like, he just is thinking of everything he needs to be better at his job. But he's also thinking about how he can make sure that he shows his gratitude for the team. This guy, we're supposed to be at the cars yesterday morning at 7:30.
I saw him.
He comes walking out of the business center with this rolled up poster thing. And I go, what are we doing here? And he goes, he had printed off the schedule for the day. So it says like, you know, different times everyone had to be where, whatever. And this was just sent in an email, but he went and printed off a poster size. He had everyone sign it and he's going to make copies and laminate them and send them to everyone. So they have a memento from the Super Bowl.
It's so sweet. Like,
but who does that? It's just so sweet. And it reminded me how lucky we were to have that, but also how lucky those Denver Broncos guys are to have someone like that. This was a year for them that was definitely not a Hallmark one. And I can't wait to see what he does. So Yeah, I'm bummed to see him go, but I'm excited to see what he does because nothing, not even that altitude is going to get to that guy.
Never. If you can't learn something and be a better player because of him, then you might as well.
Or just better person.
Sign yeah, those retirement papers.
Exactly. You need to sign out of that hotel. You got to check out, sister. So as we wind down here on the Monday edition of our Calm Down podcast, I love you. I've said it.
Love you.
I couldn't be more proud of you. You got another Super Bowl under your belt, sister. And again, for two gals that have always wanted to do this their whole life, if you remember how lucky we are to have the opportunity to do it. And you guys, thank you. I know we say this a lot, but the Calm Down podcast community is so sweet. And it really, really means a lot to me when you guys like make comments or send in the questions and whatnot. So yes, football is over, but that's still obviously a huge part of our lives. So the Calm Down podcast now goes into off-season mode. And so you really never know what's going to happen with these convos and where's Waldo? I'm going to be popping up everywhere.
So, I know.
I love
you. We got to get Greg on the Calm Down podcast. We've got to check in once things calm down with Travis and maybe get him to come on.
Yes. What? Yes, yes, yes.
With who? With Greg, yeah. Greg will be a few episodes.
Oh, that'd be fun.
He has a lot to say. But we got to get him on. He's the best.
It's so good. Oh, we also didn't talk about Rihanna real quick as I'm saying that because I'm wearing this sweatshirt of hers. What a badass, man. That bitch better have my money. She pops out a baby like 9 months ago or whatever it is. And then she gets up there suspended at the top of the stadium, pregnant again. She announced that she's having another baby and just did her thing. So shout out to all women who can do it all. Now I got to return my jewels. We're all out of time. Ooh, nah, nah.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.